Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. With a White House freeze of EPA grants, what could this mean for the long-suffering residents of Flint? We'll talk with their Congressman Dan Kildee on this latest obstacle for his city. But first, his only opposition bowed out of the race last weekend. Now, University of Michigan Regent Ron Weiser is in line to succeed Ronna Romney McDaniel as the chairman of Michigan's Republican Party. McDaniel, of course, is the new head of the Republican National Committee. Ron Weiser chaired Michigan's GOP from 2009 to 2011, and he was ambassador to Slovakia under President George W. Bush. Ambassador Ron Weiser, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Thank you.
You've already been chair of the Michigan GOP. Why did you feel compelled to say, all right, I'm willing to take the job again?
Duty, not desire.
Why so?
Well, I worked hard in 2009 and 10 to turn this, what is normally a blue state, to a red state, and I think that in 2018, it's going to be a very difficult election cycle, and so felt it was important that we had somebody there who had the experience and background and management skills to do it again.
What do you see as the challenges that face Michigan's Republican Party?
You've got some of the challenges that are more historical in nature. I mean, we've had to flip over from Democrat to Republican in governorships, so you have that naturally going against you. And then the second thing you have is it's the second year of a new president's term, and generally the elections go against that president's party, at least historically, again, for a number of cycles.
How do you feel that you can guide the party in preparing for that challenge come the midterms?
Well, I can't tell all the secrets. but basically speaking, you know, putting together a mission, which is clear, and then strategy and tactics and unifying the party so it's all working together. You know, we can't fight each other, which there's been a tendency to do in both parties. We can't fight each other. We have to be focused on winning. That's what my job is, to keep everybody focused and make sure we have the resources to win.
Let's talk about some of that fighting, because certainly we saw outspoken Republicans in Michigan during the election who said they could not get behind Donald Trump. So how divided do you think the Republican Party is in our state right now?
I don't think it's all that divided. The concern I have is the issue of people who are Trump people or Tea Party people and, quote, whatever the establishment is, which I've never quite figured out what that definition is. I think it's the people who have been around longer. You know, As I said to somebody who was a Trump person, is stay around another 6 years and you'll be establishment too.
President Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, and the chief strategist, Steve Bannon, endorsed you for the position as the chair of Michigan's party. What communication do you expect to have with the Trump administration and the White House?
Obviously, there's a huge advantage of us having our current state chair who just left to become the national chair, and we'll have a close working relationship between the RNC and, you know, the RNC. Reince did a great job there in organizing things as far as data and outreach and some of the things that are the blocking and tackling that win elections. And I worked with him for 2 years in 11 and 12 as his national finance chair when he first became chair. So I know him well, and I obviously know the new chair, Ronna McDaniel.
So that you feel that the ties are strong. And,
yes.
And what will that mean for Michigan's Republicans?
Probably more support from the RNC perhaps than we might have gotten otherwise. There'll be a trust because you have every state in the country asking for resources. The people who they think have the best opportunity to win, where those resources can make a difference, is where they're going to go. And I'm hopeful that we can put together a strategy and tactics that can convince them that this is a place where we have great opportunity.
How aligned, Ambassador, are you or do you plan to be with the Trump administration on particularly domestic policy issues as you move forward? I mean, is there an opening for divergent views?
I think there is, and quite frankly, my focus as the chair is not going to be on issues and policy. My focus is going to be on putting together a winning team and having the right resources, strategies, and tactics to win.
But when you think of differing opinions even now among the GOP in Michigan and business leaders, a core support group and things like free trade and NAFTA, we got Michigan companies doing a lot of business with Canada and Mexico. Do you see any part for you in diverging from the president's agenda, knowing that we may have some core supporters?
I don't think it makes any difference whether I diverge or not, because I have no power in those areas, and he does. And certainly our business leaders seem to be getting along fine with them, because there's pluses and minuses. I think there will be some negatives, but I also think they're going to get some benefits from the changes that he's going to try to bring about that's going to create a lot of jobs for Michigan. And if he's successful in doing that and those jobs can be created in the short term, then that's going to vastly affect the election outcome and be a great benefit for us as a state party.
right now, certainly the Republican Party is sitting very high with President Trump in the White House, and the party has control of Congress, certainly here in Michigan, the governorship and state government. So you own successes, but you own challenges and problems, too. So if you were to look at those challenges and problems that you want to tackle, spell those out for us.
Well, these challenges are challenges and problems that the government has to address. They're not ones that the state party can address. I mean, we certainly can encourage the state party, but jobs and upward mobility are very, very important things for people today. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have been left behind as the changes have taken place, and certainly not all caused by trade or those sorts of issues. I mean, obviously, technology has left a lot of people behind. So we have a major problem in education still that has to be solved. We need to make sure that our young people are prepared to go into a 21st century world. And I mean, if you think about it now, the kids that are in school are going to be finishing their jobs in 2070. Just think of what the world will be like then. And it's certainly not going to be the way we've been preparing them up to now, that they'll be able to have jobs through 2070.
That is kind of a jolt as you say that. And you know what? You're absolutely right. Are you going to continue as a University of Michigan regent doing?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the university is a very important catalyst to economic growth here in the state, and certainly its ability to provide really changes not just to people in the state but to people in the world through its research and some of the things that it accomplishes. We have to make sure that the quality of this university stays at the level that it's been in and hopefully maybe even improves.
When you think of chair of the Michigan GOP, what's your personal mission statement? What do you
– win fair and square. That's it. When in 2010 I put together a mission statement and I had a one-page that was a mission statement, strategies and tactics. I won't go into the strategies and tactics because some will be the same and I'm not going to share them. But the mission was really clear. It was two words, win in 10. That was it. That was the mission.
Looking at the upcoming race for governor, the Democrats are saying the very same thing because, of course, of the redistricting.
Mm-hmm.
To the mattresses on both sides?
Yeah, well, of course, redistricting doesn't affect the governor's race, only the state house and Senate races. But you know, we have some negatives because of Flint and some of the other things that have taken place. And they've got some negatives because people felt they've been left behind. And I think it's going to be – this is going to be a battleground state just as it was for the presidency. And you remember how close it was for the presidency, less than 10,000 votes. So it could be that here. And therefore, the ground game is going to be very, very important. When you have close elections, that's the only time it really matters. And this is going to be a close election, I think, up and down the line.
What do you see as some of the negatives that have happened and that you want to have a course adjustment?
Well, some of them, there's nothing that as a party we can do anything about. I mean,
But as a committed Republican?
Well, I mean, I think that and I'm hopeful that the people of Flint are given the kind of support and relief they need so that they can live reasonable lives without fear for their children. I mean, that's pretty obvious to me and I wish it had happened faster. I'm sure that Governor Snyder wished it had happened faster. I wish the mistakes that weren't made, but people are people and they make mistakes. And unfortunately, these were life-changing mistakes. And we've seen that happen before. I mean, some of them are being charged with criminal activity or for negligence or whatever the different charges are, malfeasance office. I don't even know what all the charges are. And whether they are guilty of that will be up to the jury of their peers. But I think it's unfortunate things like this happen. There was only one good thing that came out of Flint, and that's understanding that we have this problem in more than Flint. We have it all over the state. And addressing that is going to be a major problem for, I think, the Trump administration that has talked about the importance of renewing our infrastructure. We've got it in roads and bridges, and we have it in our water supplies and in our sewers. I mean, there are a lot of problems that haven't been addressed for a long time, and I think it's probably time that we do that. And how to do that without taking taxes to a level that are unreasonable, it can be a difficult thing. I mean, keeping taxes as they are and reallocating them and spending money more wisely is something that I think is important. And so that's what the job of the governor is in the legislature. And fortunately, it's not the job of the state party chair. But I certainly will be encouraging them to try to keep the cost down because people who are struggling to make ends meet can't necessarily pay more taxes. And I know it's easy to talk about, well, it's just a little bit more here and it's a little bit more there. And I see that in the millages at times. And for people who are living on the edge, that can make a difference in their lives.
I know it's only been a few days, but how would you assess the beginning of the new Trump administration? I mean, the new president has already made quite a few headlines.
Well, the things that he's done have been, I think, things that many people in the country are pleased with. The things that he's said are not things that are necessarily things that everybody in the country is pleased with.
How so?
Well, I mean, he's the tweet master of all times. And I mean, I'm not going to be critical of our president because I'm more interested in what he does, not what he says. But I mean, he's made some claims that are really have nothing to do with the future of the country. And, you know, those are not things that should be a focus of his administration. And I don't think they are, because certainly the actions he's taking are ones that are significant for a lot of people. I think that they're going to create a lot of jobs.
Well, when you talk about things that are being said or tweeted, when you've got, for example, the claims of voter fraud, that's a pretty stupendous 3 to 5 million illegal votes. It's a pretty stupendous claim. And you've got even House Speaker Paul Ryan saying there's no proof of that. And Senator Lindsey Graham said these claims are undermining faith in our democracy.
Yeah, well, there probably is some voter fraud in some places, and I'm not sure where. I mean, I'm sure the Secretary of State's office will be looking into those, and we'll see whether there were or not.
The 3 to 5 million is a pretty stupendous claim.
Yeah, I don't know where the number comes from.
Ambassador Ron Weiser, the new chair of the Michigan GOP, soon to be named new chair, made it official. Thank you so much for spending time with us today on
Stateside.
Thank you.